This is Decker, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 and 106.1 WEXT.
This is Burning Grass.
So tired, baby. Well, I can barely think. Well, trial by fire lately, most everywhere it seems. So keep your eyes wide open, don't you even blink. So shut your mouth for just one moment, don't you even speak. It takes a little getting used to, maybe we'll have to wait and see. Sometimes life is like a locomotive coming this way, this way. Stop, you never stop now. Got you surrounded. Put all your hands where I can see. Gonna walk, gonna run, gonna crawl. I'm gonna fly now. Be anywhere, just not with me. So keep your eyes wide open. Don't you even blink. So shut your mouth for just one moment. Don't you even speak. It takes a little getting used to, maybe we'll have to wait and see. Sometimes life is like a locomotive coming this way, this way. Conversation rings a little bit hollow, at least as far as I can see. It takes a little getting used to, maybe we'll have to wait and see. Sometimes life is like a locomotive coming this way, this way.
Live at EXT with Decker, singer-songwriter from Sedona, Arizona. Burning Grass, Brandon Decker, welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
I love that song. Tell us about that.
Burning Grass is a tribute to Tom Petty, which actually my son kind of named. At the time, I was demoing the record, and I was traveling between these two kind of desert mountain towns on this desert mountain drive, and I was listening to the demo, and I didn't have a name for the song. And I said to my son, you know, Cohen, what do you think this should be called? He was six at the time, maybe even five. And he looked out the window and pondered, and he was like, the grass is burning. And I was like, whoa, that's deep, man. And I asked my friend, I was like, can I call this song The Grass is Burning? She's like, that might be a little long, maybe if you stripped it down. So I asked my son if he minded if I called it Burning Grass. He said yes, and that was where it got its name. But then it seemed like such a perfect name for a tribute to Tom Petty.
You're now relocated to California, but Sedona was your home for many years. Beautiful, magical place. You weren't originally from there. Born and raised in Denver.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got the goods.
Right. And then St. Louis.
Yeah. Well, Denver, Dallas, Louisville, St. Louis, L.A.
Gotcha.
All over Arizona. I mean, now in the Bay Area.
Now in the Bay Area. Born to Wake Up, your seventh album. It's a wonderful album.
Thank you.
Really is great. Your last album, 2016's Snake River Blues. The album was released with a month-long residency at New York City's Rockwood Music Hall, accompanied by a documentary of the same name. I watched it.
You watched
it's
it.
Very cool. I love how you draw the comparison of Quentin Tarantino soundtracks in there and how your music is sort of similar to a Quentin Tarantino soundtrack with the, you know, the twang and the tremolo. It's, I love it. I hear the comparisons. It's great.
You know, a lot of my real formative music listening was like ages 12 to maybe even earlier, like 10 to 15. Not that I haven't listened to music my whole life, but 10 to 15, you know, Carlos in my room playing video games as a kid, you know, and you didn't have Spotify with a million options. You know, you have like 10, 20 records and you just annihilate them, you know.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, definitely the Reservoir Dogs soundtrack and the Pulp Fiction soundtrack were big ones that I had. And the Natural Born Killers. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. You mentioned Natural Born Killers. You watched that over and over.
Yeah. A lot. More than is probably healthy.
So tell us about this, this move from Sedona to the Bay Area.
I tend to be long-winded. Shortest version is my son's mom has a one-year-old with another chap and they're younger than I, and he got a really nice job offer up in the wine country. And, you know, I'd lived in Sedona since 08 and Arizona since 04. And I, you know, I thought I'd never planned on Sedona to death, you know. So I'll take a little detour, be a team player. I have a lot of friends up in San Francisco that I love to see, and I only get to see probably 3 times a year, you know, people that I really love. So I thought, you know, let's just take this opportunity to go spend some time, hope the big one doesn't happen and it falls into the ocean while I'm out there. And if as long as that doesn't happen, it'll be a good experience.
Well, you've described your own music as psychedelic desert folk. Pretty accurate.
Thank you.
Now, the album opens with No Beginning, No End, which is a lush soundscape of coyotes and vibrations of the desert night. Did you actually go out and
record it's all field recordings.
Really?
I was spending a great deal of time on the land. I did not intend to write this record. I had finally, you know, many albums, probably 3 albums overdue for a break. And my closest people had all kind of worn out on it, most of them. And so I was going to take a break. And I went home. I'm going to spend time on the land, spend time with my son, maybe some psychedelic journeys, definitely some psychedelic journeys. And then all of a sudden, you know, I was doing that. And then this record just happened. But yeah, that first one was just me out on the land. Like I really wanted the record to be what was happening, you know? So what was happening was I was walking around all the time out there, you know, in the wild.
It's really gorgeous. He's going to play us this song here. He was born to play us this song here. Called Awake. Tell us about this song.
Awake is just really this offering of a reminder to be still and just take a breath and soften. You know, the world is full of opportunities to kind of have to be rigid, you know, and we're so caught up in, you know, our weights, our various weights and our responsibilities and fears and baggage and engagements, to-do lists, and traffic jams, and bank account balances. But yet we're out here having this living experience all the time, you know, and I think it was just this song I wanted to say to myself and to my son, and just like this idea of like how we ripple off and out of just softening a bit so that the world can just be a little bit softer, hopefully. And that's what this song is about.
Decker live at EXT.
You were born to wake up. You were born to be new. You were born to be light. You were born to be true. You were born to be love. You were born to be life. You were born to be the day. You were born to be the night. You were born to be moon. You were born to be stars. You were born to be earth. You were born to be Mars. You were born to be kings. You were born to be queens. You were born to move mountains. And you were born to sing. Silent, you were born to be still. You were born to fly. You were born to heal. Well, you were born to give. You were born to receive. You were born to be right here, right now. And you were born to leave. You were born to make magic. And you were born to breathe. You were born to make love. You were born to make peace. You were born such a treasure. You were born to smell rain. You were born to feel pleasure. You were born to feel pain. That you are the one.
It's a beautiful song called Awake from our guest live at EXT, Decker, Brandon Decker. Talk about this desert landscape, source of inspiration. You're also a dad, and tell us how having a son really changes your perspective and songwriting, performing. And
it changes everything. I was very early in my career when I found out I was going to be a dad. I had just finished my second album. I was getting ready to go on this extensive tour, and I found out I was going to become a father, and I was not enthused, completely terrified, probably in denial. And, you know, then, you know, the moment I actually caught him, we did a home birth, and, you know, he came into my hands, and, you know, love at first sight. And it has only grown daily. I just adore him. And yeah, I think early on, I mean, there was definitely those questions of like, well, do I have to hang it up, hang up the dream, which is a valid question.
Sure.
And, you know, perhaps selfishly, I decided that was not the option. But I mean, there definitely was a thought of like, is that the example you want to set? Is that dreams are negotiable? You know, and what it did then was it changed everything. Well, if you're going to do this, then you better do it. Every bit of time I spend away from him doing this, I mean, I realize where I have to trim the fat. I mean, I can only absolutely do this in as much as we're out there reaching people, sharing, connecting, and healing. You know, otherwise I'd rather be at home with him. Far from holding my career back, he has been the great inspiration for me to be the best human I can be, let alone artist. Tony Robbins talks about it a lot, you know, like progress is happiness, is success. You know, if we are making progress, we feel good. It doesn't, we don't have to be in those end games.
You're happy now. You're very happy.
Right now in this moment, I feel good.
I'm glad we're making you happy right now. If you weren't a musician, what would you be doing? Did you ever have a plan B in life?
No, I never had much purpose until fatherhood and musicianhood. Yeah, I just knew I wanted to play songs for people. No, when I was in college, I studied philosophy and I was not a great student. I was a good BSer. I've had like probably over 50 jobs in my life though. I've done all sorts of things. I've been in banking. I worked at a bank and got held up twice in a week.
Oh,
gun to my head.
Really?
Yeah, when I was 22, 23, California.
You'd never go back to that again.
Yeah, but not for that reason. That was the best part of the job.
Now you got a story.
Exactly. I've been a pool boy, substitute teacher, sold insurance. That's so much stuff.
But this is your calling.
Thank you.
This is your calling.
I'll keep doing it.
How come more people haven't heard of Decker?
That's the question that I'm constantly asking.
We got to have a powwow and think about this because your music is incredible.
Tell your
man.
Friends in the biz.
Yeah. This is your seventh album, Born to Wake Up. It's an incredible album. All your albums are really, truly incredible. Thank you for the journey you take us on through your songs.
Thank you for saying that.
Brandon Decker, thank you very much. Deckermusic.org is the website. You can pick up the brand new album. I highly encourage you to do so. Born to Wake Up is the name of it. And you're going to take us out with this song. EXT listeners know, don't know the acoustic version of this. And how many times have you played the Matador acoustically?
Well, you know, they get written that way. Mm-hmm. So as it was getting formulated, it happened a lot. But then it's not what I think of as an acoustic-y one. But I think I'll be able to do it.
Let's do it.
Coming from the bottom and back into the middle. Say that someone got him, why don't you come and get him? Told me you forgot it, but now you see a message. Told him for a moment, cause I can't even hear you. Told him for a moment, cause I can't even feel you. I'm just a robber who's been digging up graves. I'm just a matador wearing my fate. I'm just a martyr with no one to save. I'm just a meteor exploding in space. Just a meteor that's glowing in space. Ooh. Feels like a lifetime tonight. Ooh, there's never a right time. Come around here another time. Don't come around with another lie. Cause no one told you there's not a right time to die. Cluster the time that it takes. I just won't wallow in my time and then waste it. Well, had a dream last night, I had a taste. Sometimes I wish you would shut up and face it. Sometimes I wonder what on earth you were chasing. I'm just a predator protecting my pride. I'm just a lunatic locked in a lie. I'm just a fugitive with nowhere to hide. What makes you think you'd ever take me alive? What makes you think I would just lay down and die? Ooh, feels like a lifetime tonight. There's never a right time. Come around here another time. Don't come around with another lie. 'Cause no one told you it's not a right time to die. In a cage, I'm just a criminal consumed in my rage. I'm just a visitor arriving too late. I'm just a minister too numb to my faith. Well, I've been going and growing for days. I've been racing and chasing the chase. I've been facing my face much too late. I've been wasting my days with such haste.
I'm Decker, and this is 97.7 and 106.1 EXT. Support the music at wextradio.org.